And good morning. I'm your friend Scotty Ray along with Odie. It is what day, Odie?
It is hump day. We finally made it halfway through the work week.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people don't celebrate halfway through a work week.
They don't.
There's just another day for them. They're waiting on the third.
There's some folks that have to work 7 days a week. Well, it really doesn't mean anything, does it?
Yeah, to make the payment on the third.
Correct. Got to work.
Yeah.
Tracy Lawrence had a song about that one time. We are glad that you chose us, and my wife is mourning this morning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We lost a chicken yesterday.
Uh-oh.
We don't know what happened. It's just a big ball of feathers that's all that's left. So.
His free roaming days are over.
I think it was one of her favorite chickens, a little brown chicken.
So there was nothing to save and take a memory of.
It was gone.
Oh.
Sophie's just sitting on the back porch going, it wasn't me, I was inside.
Picking her teeth with a feather.
What y'all talking about? That's weird about that. Sophie, my big dog, when she got those chickens, they were little bitty ones, and they just climbed all over her head. She never, ever done anything. Now, Ellie, on the other hand, thought it was a challenge to chase. She'd come back with a little feather every now and then. She'd never hurt them, but she would come back with feathers. She was almost fast enough. Almost. Chickens can get it, you know?
My stepson brought home some ducks.
Yeah.
And Bert would look off in that cage thinking, you know,
yum, yum.
If that dude got out, I'd probably have me a little ducks, too. He dealt with them, but he didn't like it. He'd get out of that cage and see what happens to you.
Good morning. It was a hero's welcome is the way they're wording it in Harlem yesterday as former President Donald Trump visited where a person took up for their own life. They were attacked and fought off an attacker. He went to visit the scene there where someone was stabbed. He had to protect himself. Heroes welcome there. Now, Megyn Kelly is very outspoken on all this. I don't know if a lot of people didn't go back to her after she left Fox and she went to NBC and that flopped. Then she got real smart as what's-his-name is doing with the bow tie.
Yeah, the one that was previously on Fox as well.
Correct. Yeah. What's his name?
I'll think of it in just
I can see
his light there.
Yeah, I see him. Tucker.
Tucker Carlson.
They both started basically what we do. We do our own newscast. She does that as well and produces it and sends it out. But she says it is, I won't use the language that she used on it, but basically the United States going after a president, how embarrassing it is for the world because they're scared of him.
Yeah.
And she says it is downright embarrassing for the world to watch what they're doing to try to prosecute a president who is running for office. You remember the scene from the Water Boy? He ain't holding nothing back. And they are. They're throwing everything they can at this man.
Because, and that does show their weakness. All they have to run on is, I'm going to give you another check. Don't worry about it. We will raise you and your family.
Let me pay your student loans off.
Let me pay your student loans off. Because we failed you as leaders, and we can't make this country workable. We want to send everything overseas.
You heard me talking about Apple this morning, looking at putting more jobs in another country.
Well, no. So here's the thing on Apple. We talked a little bit yesterday. This is an old one.
I can tell.
Inside this phone is more technology that's in that satellite.
Yeah, right? This going around floating in space.
Because of the lack of education that we have, Mississippi's what, 49th?
We usually are when it comes to
hello, that. That's last. Really? And America as a whole is way down there. We're not breeding people and training people smart enough to create these.
Well, it goes to that, and I think each of us have seen someone in life to where you have someone who can't do the job themselves. So in order to make themselves look good, they hire people that are dumber than them, and it's called the dumbed-down effect. And you surround yourself with people that are not smart, and it makes you look like you know everything.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Our country is being led by the dumbed-down. And it worries me. It totally, you know, that old saying of what keeps you up at night? That does. It does. Because America is land of the free, and we need to keep it that way, Odie.
We do. And people just don't realize what we have to offer here. You don't realize what you got until it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, try going in the bathroom when you ain't got no toilet paper.
The Odie and his analogies.
That's what we've got here. We've allowed the Democrats back in 94 to give all our jobs away.
And they're gone.
Here, y'all take them. We'll be okay. We'll print some money. People can stay home. Keith said Apple's making them in China. Another reason is it costs so blooming much to make it here because our taxes are so high. Ooh. Because these people are making a good living, that they're taxed more for making a good living, and the owners of these businesses are taxed more because they have a good business, and they're taxed more on it because they're actually making a living for them and their family, and they're taxed again for the heck of it, then they're taxed again on top of that because people are too sorry to go out and get a dead gum job.
Did you see where they are looking at raising taxes again on America's small business? Small business, yes. Can't take much more.
No, they can't.
Mm-mm-mm.
No, and... Well, people say, well, the rich, they got a bigger tax break than we did. No. They saved more money than we did. The tax break was the same. If you give everybody 5% tax break, if you make $5,000, you're getting X. If you make $500 million, you're getting X. Well, guess what? The guy making $500 million made more money than you. Well, and that's because he... used his noggin and used his hands.
So many
fail
to understand that it's people like that that invest. They take their money and they risk to give jobs. But, you know, me and you can't solve the world, but we're trying.
We're working on it.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
Have you heard, and this is all rumor. Before I repeat this headline, this is nothing more than a rumor. But when it goes to OJ, they're saying, have you seen this rumor or this floating around about this?
No.
They're saying that OJ hired the mafia to take out his ex-wife is what the real tie-in to that whole thing was. He didn't do it, that the mafia had something to do with it.
No, he did it.
Yeah, it's... if what was it?
If it don't fit, you must have
quit.
That thing fit him, hey, like a glove.
Scotty Ray and Odie, good morning. It's already 10 minutes into the hour. Again, we got a chance of showers today. About a 30% chance. It'll start creeping into the forecast around noon for our area. North of here right now, we got a few sprinkles happening in Winston County. What does that mean? Roads will be just a wee bit slick, so don't speed.
Whoo, we've had a little time. Yeah, that a fishtail, because there's some oil on the road.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back and tell you about what has gone on over the last few hours as we go deep into your local headlines. We'll be right back. Your next appliance is waiting on you at All Temp Appliance and Refrigeration on Highway 19 North. If you've been trying to locate a freezer, drop by and see their big selection of upright and chest freezers. A showroom full of stoves, gas, and electric. Maybe it's a new refrigerator, from large double doors to the simplest of refrigerators. Name brand washers and dryers like Speed Queen, Amana, and delivery is available, with a great service department to back up what they sell. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m., and by appointment after hours and weekends.
Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts is located in downtown Quitman, directly across the street from the post office. They are your one-stop shop for all of your floral and gift-giving needs. They have everything you need to make those you care about feel special, from a fully stocked gift shop to roses, mixed flower arrangements, and plants, whether it be a special occasion or just because. Remember them in your time of need for all of your funeral floral arrangements. Call on Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts at 601-776-3010.
Summertime has arrived, and Freeman Tractor on Highway 494 has the exact lawnmower for your need. If you've got a big yard with acres and acres to mow, they have a mower for that. No matter the size yard you have, Freeman Tractor has the lawnmower that fits you and your budget. From 48-inch all the way up to 60, or the X-Mark lawnmower, plenty of these to choose from. Also, they carry a complete line of LS tractors. Come by for a test drive today. Financing available. Drop in today to Freeman Tractor, Highway 494, see coleslaw or buttermilk. Welcome back. And the news coming from the hospital is that our friend Barry White has been, they didn't want to keep him anymore. They threw him out. Is that true?
I don't know if they threw him out or if Harold just come got him.
But he's at home.
But he's at home. and doing well. I hope those goats suit him fine.
So if you're in Clark County and y'all still keep O'Berry at his prayers as he recovers there, had a little slight heart attack, pretty big one there, and he's up rolling again at home, and he doesn't need to think about work because all that do is stress you out there.
Y'all don't call him unless it's to harass him.
Correct. Harold to handle the rest.
I started
there.
To call him yesterday. I said, no. I said, I know he got home, and he's probably wanting a little bit of rest away from there at home. So I said, I'll worry him. I'll call him and give him a hard time today. Let him rest.
Now, as we go into things that happened yesterday, here's the big headline of what went on in our area. It would be last night, just before you get to Faith Baptist Church, Highway 19, there was an accident, a two-car collision. As we get closer to this, we would find out that after the car was involved in it, it caught fire. Odie, let's take a look here as we look at this. Yeah. That is huge. And I don't know the person, and we need to dig into this, because they do need a data boy. Whoever came up on this got first on the scene, pulled the young lady from the car before it caught fire, pulled her to safety.
Yeah.
Boy, you cannot thank them enough.
No, that's one of those that good Lord puts you in the right place at the right time. To be able to get her out of that car and get her to safety. She still needs our prayers.
Yes, sir.
But she's alive, and that's the main thing.
Look at that. I mean, moments, and you wouldn't have made it from that. And another thing that I quickly learned, and it was right before I went live, I was in the medium. And we had Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department set up. We had fire trucks with big red lights flashing, and no one was slowing down. And it was with an inch of two firefighters getting hit in the car in front of them that was going through, because it was rubble all over the road. When you see lights, slow down, because it almost cost somebody else a life there.
People
last
don't
night.
Understand it. People have no care in this world. They don't give a flip when they come up on the lights. And they don't give way, and it's a dangerous situation.
Woo.
And
but it was brakes squalling, and the truck slid off onto the side of the road and barely missed those firefighters. And just keep in mind, it doesn't matter if it's a mile off, whatever it is. When you see the lights, go ahead and start slowing down.
Yeah.
Now, and I get it. Everybody's looked off and not paid attention, but those were kind of bright last night.
And the looky-loos that want to slow all the way down in the only lane that's moving and look, no. I mean, you're showing your lack of intelligence and your lack of education, because you have no pea brain up there to think when you do stuff like that. I'm telling you, the blood stopped moving.
I could tell. But we do want to do a thankful prayer there that she made it out of this. Somebody from the family texted me this morning and said that she'd been transported to Jackson for further medical care. And we do hope that everything is working out. So keep her in your prayers there. That's one of those incidents, accidents that happens at the blink of an eye. And we're so thankful that we're not telling you a different story this morning on all that.
Exactly. I know the father, good guy. Prayers go out to you, brother.
And we were downtown last night, Paint the Plaza Purple.
I tell you, that was it. And we appreciate everybody coming out for this Alzheimer's walk.
Well, let's take a look at Meridian's best dressed man. Let's zoom in on that. There's Harry.
I thought you was talking about the one in the blue.
Yeah, the blue. Oh, that's Odie.
I didn't have no
you
purple
and Harry
shirt.
Mayer hanging out there.
I should have gone to see Harry and bought me a purple shirt.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Look at that jacket he's got on there.
That's slick. I like that.
And what do you call it with the... Well, I'm going to have to ask Harry what it's called when you have the handkerchief there in your pocket. I'm sure it's got a name.
Oh, it does. And...
Yeah. I don't see... This is a language we don't know where we need Harry to fill us in. But look at this as we go through some of these pictures there. It was a great turnout. Daniel House was there. And, of course, he done a lot of the entertainment there last night.
Yeah.
Purple everywhere. Had to get rid of that ugly face of mine over there. That scared me. I didn't know that was coming. Just kind of jumped right out of the...
And just, there it is. Photo bomb.
Like, whoo, Scotty Ray.
Four great calls. Dealing with a little bit of this with my mom.
Yep.
And I know a lot of y'all out there are dealing with this, and it's tough. But they put this on every year, and hopefully, as Daniel said last night during his little speech, he said, we're raising money that we hope the right nerd out there gets enough money to find that cure.
Ow.
You know, so all we can do is continue to support these things. And let me tell you, supporting not just this, but supporting downtown, full moon on 5th, third Thursday, the Alzheimer's. Anytime there's something on downtown, let's go. Let's support Meridian. Let's support the local businesses. Let's bring life back to downtown. And we can do that, and we can do it together, and we can bring this place back up to the life that it once had, that it can have again. But it's going to take all of us working together and coming in and supporting anything that goes on downtown.
Speaking of, I think they all supported this yesterday because I was trying to find a parking place, and I drove around, and I drove around, and then I drove around some more. But there was a reason. It was this young lady was in town, and boy, what a nice girl she is, the governor's wife. Miss Ellie Reeves made it to town for a luncheon at the Max. It very well received. She came out and talked about what she's doing with education and reading to kids. You want to talk about some women that showed up. It was women everywhere, as far as the eye could see, Odie. Dang. Look at this. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
She is a very nice lady.
What color do you call that? Is a beautiful dress there. I don't know what you call that.
A mixture.
Let's zoom in on that. Look at, isn't that just beautiful?
That's yellow, blue, black,
there's
gray,
a song about that, isn't
green.
It?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's that's correct. That's a cute dress. So we give thumbs up to that. But look at this. Yeah. A big turnout, a big thank you to everyone who come. I've got more pictures, but I never made it back to the office yesterday. Yesterday was stepping and fetching.
You stayed on the road yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I never made it back here. So we have more pictures of the event, but they're on the big camera in the truck somewhere. Whoops.
Always
they said it'd be days like that. And
Mama said there'll be days like that.
And yesterday was it. But I did not know this about the first lady. Did you know she's a financial advisor? Did you
know?
No clue. She's never even mentioned it.
No idea. I know when we were at the governor's mansion, she talked to us like she's known us for 10 years.
What a personality she has. And if you've never had a chance, she's very, very approachable. If you ever see her out and about, she's not one of those at Tootie Tootie. She's very, very sweet.
Yeah.
Such a nice lady. I can't give her enough accolades of how she is. So.
She's carrying herself well and represents Mississippi well. So.
Yes, sir. Hey, we wanted to bring this up. Amnesty Day is coming.
Here it comes.
The Gerbologist has got out a calendar and made it so. It's coming.
It's coming. April 27th at the Lauderdale County Ag Center. Bring all your stuff, pesticides, insecticides that you've got, solvents, paints, fertilizer, paint thinners, antifreeze, tires, car tires. Each household is limited to 5 passenger tires or smaller. We're not talking about 18-wheeler tires. You can't bring them up there. Old TVs and stuff, cardboard, your fluorescent lights. Yes, it is illegal to take a fluorescent light and throw it in general trash.
Is it?
Yes, sir, Reebok.
Okay, I didn't know that, Odie.
So all that goes in there, stale gasoline, instead of pouring it out on the ground. Take it out there and do this. They do this twice a year.
Now, always when I change my own motor oil, put it back into the container. Come in, you can take that.
And you can take that, too, up to 5 gallons per household. So this is something that they do twice a year to make sure that we keep as much hazardous material out of general trash and in the proper areas, and this is how they do it.
It's a big day. I went last time and took my motor oil that I had piled up and a few other little items, ends and things that I had laying around, and it was a line, let me tell you.
There's no questions. They don't care. They're not going to say nothing. They don't just stick it in the right place, in the right receptacle to get rid of it, and everything's good.
All right. Scotty Ray and Odie, already 7:20 this morning. I'm glad that you got a little smile going there. Winnie, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Bill Reinhart's joining us there. He said it's a glass inside of those fluorescent bulbs that are.
Bill and Barry can sit down and have some saltless green beans.
There you go. JT, good morning to you there. We'll be right back as we begin your day.
Bring on the amazing colors of spring. Al's Garden and Gift, voted the best garden and gift shop, specializes in beautiful bedding and vegetable plants, shrubs, fruit trees, hanging baskets, succulents, roses, and ferns. Freshen up flower beds with mulches, soils, sod, and pine straw. Also sprouting up unique gifts, candles, pottery, gourmet sauces, spices, and food items. Come try a cool and delicious treat by Ice Cream Factory, too. It's the perfect time to spend in the yard. Bloom with happiness. Visit Al's Garden and Gift today.
Advanced Auto Glass by Joey can handle all your windshield repair and replacement needs. Service work is guaranteed and covered by warranty. Our technicians are professional, auto glass trained, and have over 100 years of combined experience. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey utilizes in-house calibrations for vehicle safety systems. Most insurances are accepted, and reliable mobile service is available in surrounding areas. Keep cars cool and secure with custom tinting, side mirror replacement, and Aquapel windshield wipers. There's one clear choice in auto glass repair. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey.
Battery power made by steel. Right now, save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real steel. Find yours.
Welcome back, your friend Scotty Ray, along with Odie. We got any birthdays trickling in just yet, Odie?
Yeah, we do. And I've missed some, so I'm kind of going around trying to catch back up. So,
oh, you'll get there.
We're getting there. Right now, we've got two so far.
Okay.
We've got more than that, so y'all's is coming. But Doug Moody's having a birthday, and Doug Hutchison's having a birthday. So, Doug and Doug.
All right.
So they're having a birthday today. And I don't jump back on there. I'm going through here. We're going to get them. I know there's some that I've missed, and it's coming. Like rushing right here, we got Grayson Harper, 12 years old today. So just hang in there. I'm coming with them, and we're going to get those out, and we're going to help y'all celebrate y'all's birthday.
Amanda today. Bumper's having one. There, Miss Gibson there from Butler, ooh, Alabama.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You'll get caught up there. All right. As we move to another big story that happened yesterday, I got word and I made sure I called to make sure I was 100% right. A naked woman was reported in Meridian, Mississippi yesterday. Odie, I'm not kidding. Like, naked as a jaybird.
In Meridian?
It was. I mean, not nair thing on. Well, she had to change clothes. She just didn't have a dressing room to do it in. And I'm not making this up. Now, the picture that I posted was after a dress was found. After we had pictures of the other, we just didn't go there.
Was she looking for a phone box?
She sure missed it. But she did find her way out in front of Advanced Auto Glass and thought, well, this sign looks like a great place to change clothes.
She needed some tint.
As it says, your wife is hot. She stood right under the sign there. And the Meridian police showed up to find out why she was changing clothes out in the general public there.
Under the sign that says, your wife is hot, and there she stood, and the husband said, he ain't coming to get her.
We have no reason why this young lady done that. For whatever reason, she just decided to do it right there. She had to put on her dress, though. She was successful, y'all.
Oh, man, that's
I'll
tough.
Leave it at that. That's what went on there. If you were out and about yesterday, let's see what went on. Highway 11, Clark County, is where we saw a bunch of traffic being slowed down. Well, the railroad was in town. They were unloading some equipment as we go there. Clark County Sheriff's Department helped them out there as they unloaded everything from our friends at Clark County Hot Topics was on the scene. We appreciate them handling that there. Now, this is usually a little fender bender area. Right down from Popeye's is where it was. That red light?
Yeah.
We turned to go in. It's Broadmoor Shopping Center.
Broadmoor Shopping Center.
It's always had the same name, hadn't it?
Yeah, it hadn't changed.
Yeah, there we go. Right there at the red light, a little fender bender late yesterday afternoon. Now, again, no injuries, but, well, it did slow down traffic for a few moments there. So that went on as well in the area there. Now, we do have a word from Meridian High School. If you're getting ready for baseball season, they have a new leader now. As we pull this up, this is going to be the new leader of the baseball program Congratulations. There, you can read all about it there. Tommy Brown is going to be the new interim head baseball coach for Meridian High School Wildcats. We do wish them luck, and we're sure he'll do a great job bringing home some trophies for them.
Yeah.
Hope that works out. Already 7:25 this morning. What else went on yesterday? Let's go across here. As a matter of fact, and I've got to get this. This is Telecommunications Week, and we're going to have some pictures very soon of saluting our folks that do that. But as you and I were standing there, I looked at my phone. I said, "Hey, have y'all heard about some gravel in the road?" Well, we got the gravel first, and here's what happened. It was I-20 gravel from about the 150 where the bridge starts there, all the way over. And it was cracking wind chills left and right. And so they had to bring out the Mississippi Department of Transportation. I guess you use a sweeper to get that up, don't you?
Yep, and just push it off to the side.
Now, we're not sure how or what happened to get the gravel in the middle of I-20.
But
if it was by shovel or if it was an 18-wheeler. But it was a bunch of it.
Yeah. And like you said, everybody's calling you before they call 911. And you're sitting there. But now you're talking about a job that goes unnoticed.
Yes, sir. And we'll have some pictures of that later
today. We'll talk about that because that's some people. You need to keep these folks in your prayers every day. That's something to say because what they do.
It's tough.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, I didn't get any pictures from actually West Lauderdale School yesterday like we have in the past. But out near Highway 495, well, the saying that the grass is greener on the other side of the pasture is sometimes true.
Well,
we've got expert witnesses to show us that, and here they are. They said it was a lot greener in that ditch over there than in that pasture.
It looks a lot taller over there. It's got to be better.
Sure did. They done gnawed it all down on the other side and thought they'd just go out and help the road crew. That happens a lot here. Y'all would not believe the amount of calls that Highway Patrol and the Sheriff's Department respond to. If cow on the road, cow on the road. If you have a cow, call your local law enforcement and give them your number. Because a lot of times they'll search and start trying to find and
can't find it.
Yeah, and then they're out there by themselves trying to herd the cow out of the road at night. So give them a little heads up there. It helps out. But all cows were safe at the end of the day.
That's the main thing.
That's right. We are your
passerbys.
We are your cow alert place to go to.
That's right.
We'll send out a text in a moment's notice there. We had a little incident out in Zero yesterday. It was Bo and Luke.
He wanted to be.
Here we go. As we have a pickup truck just all up in the bushes there. Look at there. Now, at first, we thought it was two cars involved. It was reported that way, but it ended up being just a single vehicle incident there.
Took a ride.
Yeah, it did. And that went right on up in there. You see there. Let me show you this. You see there in the grass where she went on down through there?
Yep. You can't park there.
No, that's no parking zone there.
Yeah, that's not good.
Kathy Rideout, how are you doing today? We're so glad that you're here.
Look at Michael Ray up joining us this morning.
What's he doing?
Hey, you know how he is. He's slowly getting ready for work.
This is a scene that we're seeing around town a lot here. They've been doing a lot of this. This was a huge tree. This is right down from Meridian High School. As we look at this yesterday, they were picking up a big tree there that was cut down over here. It was one of those that would have hit a power line, so it was gone ahead and taken out so it wouldn't cause problems later. But they were on cleanup yesterday. That's 23rd and 24th Street. 23rd Avenue, 24th Street. Again, Meridian High School, right in Magnolia Cemetery, right up there in the distance when you pass that last car.
Yeah, you're coming. That's right there on the corner of the old Masonic Lodge.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look
it's
at that.
Still the Masonic Grand Lodge, which is the office for the state of Mississippi.
And you know what I hate to admit? I've just always thought it was a part of the home that was next door. I've never even noticed
it. Well, now, it was when that was the Masonic home.
Oh,
so
okay.
So you had the Masonic home, and then you had the Grand Lodge office. And then when we sold the home, we kept the Grand Lodge. So now it is separate.
I was wrong, but right at the same time.
Right. That's where my aunts grew up. My dad and my uncles were raised in the Masonic home in Columbus, which you had the men in Columbus. You had boys' home in Columbus, and this was originally the Masonic girls' home.
Well, look at there. Always something educational from Odie that you didn't know.
See, look at there.
Yeah, somebody might have known. I just didn't, but thank you for doing that. Coming up, we're going to give a little bit of a history walk in a moment. All that's next. Rock House Gun and Pound, located at 5430 Highway 19 North, is ready for spring. From weed eaters to push and riding lawnmowers, and one of the largest selections you'll find in chainsaws, along with power tools and generators for backup power. Maybe you're in the market for a TV or maybe a guitar. And not to mention a large selection of diamond rings and Louis Vuitton purses. The Rock House Gun and Pawn even has a private lobby for your pawns for confidentiality. Visit them today, Highway 19 North, Rock House Gun and Pawn.
Spring is finally here, and at Parrish Kubota, we currently have just under 500 mowers in stock. Z-Series 42-inch for only $43.99 cash or around $86 a month, and we're offering free delivery and pickup. And did you know for only $4 a month, you can also add a Husqvarna handheld to your deal? Come see us, Meridian. We've moved to our new location, 2401 Jimmy Rogers Parkway. Stop by in and find you one of these great deals.
The Precast Group, offering you the best selection when it comes to a storm shelter. Located on 145 South in Meridian, where they offer above ground shelters that can be installed in your home as you're building it, are conveniently located right outside your home if it's already built. They also offer storm shelters that can be installed in a slight bank or on flat ground. Protect your family today with a very affordable storm shelter from the Precast Group. Highway 145 South, 601-482-0003. The Precast Group. Welcome back, your friend Scotty Ray, along with Odie. And this next guy that is in history, if between Odie and I owned one, we would show you a picture of him of what he looks like in your wallet.
Yeah, but we don't. He's not in our wallet.
He's not. I think I got George close to me today.
I do.
Wait a minute.
I got a George.
I left my wallet at home. Can I borrow it?
And I may have a Lincoln. I got a dollar.
That's a rarity that I walk off and leave my wallet, but I don't have it today. I couldn't be identified.
I got lots of George.
George is your man?
Yeah.
We bring this up because a chubby, look at it.
They're all ones.
Oh, okay.
The thicker you make it, the more important
it looks. Looks like you've got it going on there.
Yeah.
Most people, what they'll do is have a wad of dollars and take that $100 bill and put on top, make it look like I'm
like
the
they
man.
Got a bunch. Yeah. Yeah. That lady thought I was crazy. I went to go get something to eat, had a bunch of ones, and I was paying her off, and I looked at her and I said, I'm sorry, I just got off work.
They don't call him, well, I won't say that. A chubby little fella passed away on this date back in 1790. Now, he was a statesman, and he done so much for our country that he should never be forgotten.
Flew a kite?
Sure did. As we go back to remember a guy named Ben Franklin, who passed away in 1790. He was depressed upon this day when they painted this picture.
Yeah.
He having a bad hair day.
Hmm. Yeah, he couldn't get his part just right. Greg's got that problem.
Today, as we all know, what happened in 1865, there was a lot of conspiracies and people trying to figure out who was involved as Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. And, well, the first woman was arrested today, Susan Sarandon. She was listed as a co-conspirator in his death. Now, what did she really do? It all took place at her boarding house.
Yeah.
And after reading all of this and studying this, I'm not quite really convinced that she had involved in it at all.
She just rented a room.
Yeah. But, and as we'll learn in a few days, it was a quick trial. She was the first woman that was ever executed by the United States government. It didn't work out well for her. She tried to get out of it, but they did not.
Well, sometimes you got to keep the ones who really know what the truth is quiet so they don't let you know what you're on, what game you're playing, and that's one way to keep them quiet.
And if you ever heard the term, his name is Mud, what does that mean? Do you know what that means?
The one guy who was involved with getting all that done, his last name was Mud.
He was
a
doctor.
And they pushed him through and made him take the blame, which it was not his fault. But before he could get off of it and get free and clear, they've already made his name bad.
You're close. He was a doctor, an old boy that was hurt with the broke leg, running from the scene there, Booth, stops at a doctor's house, and his name is Dr. Mudd, and he patches him up. Well, it didn't work out for them. That's how the term, your name is Mudd, he was never good for anything after that.
Because they made him look like he was a part of it.
And of course
he was just doing his doctorate.
Yep, there you go there. But boy, it was fast, it was swift, and justice was served. They didn't wait around and let you sit around 30 years back then. It was quick.
It's because people didn't, I need to go to the ER, call an ambulance.
Yeah, that's true. 1937, this old boy would become, he was born today, let me say it that way. Can you talk like him?
I used to.
I can't do it. There's
like
some people that have that natural talent that can do those.
Yeah.
Can you do Scooby?
No.
Or Shaggy? Well, we have Daffy Duck that was born on this day back in 1937. We're not sure that Daffy's offended anybody, but give it a minute and they'll take him off television also.
Yeah, they'll come up with something.
Now, today would be the day that there's car clubs everywhere because of this day. And it was all started over some secretaries. They thought, well, these ladies need a car to drive. Little did they know they would swiftly, is that a word? Become a muscle car. People loved them. The Mustang. Yeah. It came out today. It debuted in 64.
Mm. And it went from there. And look what we got now.
Lee Iacocca is the name.
Yeah.
Then another old boy would come along, do a few modifications to that called Shelby.
Threw a Cobra on the side of it.
It is a big success there. So we go back to 1967. For whatever reason, and if you look in today's standards, this would never have been canceled because the ratings were high. But back in 67, they said, well, they're slumping. Nobody cares.
Do not talk about how good-looking Marianne is. We cannot say that she was a very pretty
attractive
woman. She was attractive. We can't say any of that.
We had somebody say that we should be ashamed of saying that yesterday. It's okay. We're all right with that because God made beautiful women for us to talk about. That's our job. Wait a minute. What is it?
Yeah.
Marianne made her last call there at Gilligan's Island as they canceled the show and, well, messed up our childhood.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, seriously, you have to choose Marianne. She was wholesome and innocent.
Yeah, she was. She was down to earth.
And although Odie had a crush on Lovey,
which she had the money.
Odie caught on quick at a young age of where to go. If you've got the money, honey,
I got the time.
We can't carry a tune, but we thought we'd sing for you.
We give it a shot.
19. What's that?
Oh, Charles said Ben started one of the first insurance companies in America. Ben Franklin.
Really?
Yes, he did. And one of the first places to ever catch on fire was an insurance company.
The year is wrong on this. It's 1960, I think, is the proper year on this. But there was a line, an opening line. You know, some songs have it when they first come on and it hooks you. And this one had it. It said, put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone.
Mm.
What was it he'd tell the man with the jukebox? Way down low.
You can tell your friend there with you,
he'll have to go. As we remember, the gentleman, Jim Reeves, went number one with He'll Have to Go. And I believe it was 1960. I made a mistake on the year there somehow or another. But boy, what a song that was.
Man.
Mm. Okay, enough about that. We'll go on to the next thing there.
He's done made the big house.
1970, and he did just that. It was long before Willie would go smoke dope there and embarrass us all.
That's the second big house he's been in.
It is. Johnny Cash made his way to the White House tonight to perform, of course, for Nixon.
Yeah.
And the bad part about that during his thing there, and he just ignored it. Nixon apparently didn't know anything about country music and thought that Johnny sang Okie from Muskogee and requested it. He just rolled right on there and broke into Folsom Prison Blues and paid him no attention.
That ain't my song, boy.
You just can't make this stuff up. You would think that somebody at the White House would.
Well, they don't tell the one we got now what he needs to say. Or they may. He just forgets.
But who could walk up to the White House and go, I'm here to see the president, get out of the way? That'd be Elvis.
He made
his own appointment.
Yeah.
1972, this girl was born. She's got a big name. I can't name you the shows that she's been in because, well, I frankly forgot. How about you?
I second that.
It's both of us. So y'all have to fill in the blanks when she's been in. But Jennifer Garner was born in the state. Lovely girl.
She does Capital One commercials, and that's all I know of.
She does. And don't be staring at her acting like she's pretty or something. You being got jumped on by somebody, Odie, there.
I know.
Behave.
Yeah, my wife don't care because she knows that I can't get on them.
Travis Tritt would re-record this years later, but it would be the original version of this that, well, it's just awesome. Oh. There's no other way to word it.
You turn it up every time it comes on when you hear that Desperado.
The Eagles, 1973, this was released. And boy, what a song that was. They do you remember the Western? And I can't remember that guy that played in it. Desperado.
Antonio Banderas.
He looked like him, but I'm not sure it was him. They did resemble. But boy, that was a good Western. I really liked that.
Maybe somebody...
what's that name?
Maybe somebody will correct us on that if it wasn't Antonio Banderas.
I don't think it was Antonio, but I don't remember the guy's name.
If someone is concerned about y'all talking about Marianne, that person needs a hospital, a hobby. I agree.
This must be single. What year is this? 1976. This would be his first number one.
Eddie Rabbit. I gave it away.
Oh, that's okay. We'll bring up the song. He done a lot of great music there. He done written some songs for Elvis, but this would be his first solo thing that he done.
What was the band?
Which band?
That he was in?
I didn't think he was in one.
Wasn't he in one before he?
You're thinking of Vince Gill and Amy, what you want to do.
Maybe that's what it is.
And that's got to be where you're thinking that.
Yeah, probably so.
Eddie was just a writer there, and Rocky Mountain Music, you remember that one? Brother was not quite right. Little sister.
I guess it was Vince who I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Vince Gill did Amy, what you, what Pure you Prairie League is the name of that group.
Yeah.
But as we go back for 1976, again, this was his first number one. Drinking My Baby Off of My Mind. Light him up, down the bar.
Oof.
And of course, he would break into, I think it was about a year later, he had that I've got $2 in a jukebox and $5 in a bottle and two more just in case that don't do the trick.
Oh, man. Oh, Marty said I looked on Uncle Google and Antonio was the one.
Well.
So we were right.
Odie, you were.
Mark that down. We got something right.
You were. I was doubting the great Odie.
Yeah. Ooh, Rusty come up. I love Rainy Night.
Yeah, that was a good one there.
That was a good song. Yeah.
Windshield wipers slapping out of tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. Wow, I like that one.
Check you out. Got a little rock going on with you. It's supposed to have been country.
And I played you this morning, if you remember, Girl, You Turn Me Every Way But Loose. Well, that was good stuff.
Eddie Rabbit.
Yeah. didn't Together We'll Find a Brand New Mommy, the Elvis song. I think Eddie Rabbit wrote that. Don't Cry Daddy.
Oh, no. You,
Together, or was that Mac Davis that wrote that?
Don't get me to lying on that.
Didn't he also write On a Cold
You'll Rush Have Me Lying Again?
No, that was
Amy could answer those.
Mac Davis, if I am not mistaken, wrote A Poor Little Baby Child Is Born in the Ghetto. Yeah, it was.
Oh,
it was
I
Mac
know the
Davis
song.
Who wrote that.
Okay.
And he wrote that about a good friend of his he worked with. Interesting story there.
Yeah.
It would be the first time after he left the White House, he got so much famous, he hung out with the Muppets. And he would move right on along to back when the show was funny.
He did hang out with the Muppets. Yeah.
Saturday Night Live.
It's
Johnny Cash.
You can't, yeah. The man Made before it, people's, I think that man bun was too tight and it put him in their sensitivity box.
Johnny Cash really broke all barriers when it came to anything. He stood up for the guy that was done wrong. And, boy, do we need some more heroes like that in life.
Ooh, yes, we do.
I like me some Johnny. He did. He took up for them. Now, don't let this throw you off because it's fiction, I believe.
That's not his real nose? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm talking about the headline on the magazine.
Oh, okay.
You see that? The Rolling Stone released a magazine cover today. Michael, Life as a Man. That could be debated.
Well, I mean, and nothing got taken care of.
Man, he had issues. Great singer, but issues, as we'll leave it at that. It was 1985, and I remember watching the video for this. It was way cool. Because they went around America and done a little filming of people doing their jobs or what they do to make this country work.
40-hour week for a living.
Wasn't that good? That Alabama. Was good. And it really represented America, what they did to...
Yeah.
I like
the
that.
Steel workers and...
Yeah.
You know, that's just... People got up. People went to work. People made a check. They came home. You paid your fair share. If you were rich, you were rich. Mm. If you were blue collar, blue collar. It didn't matter. You didn't demand someone who was doing better to pay for you. You did better so you could pass that ethics to your children.
You have a mission this weekend. I'm giving you a task.
Oop.
You have got to go watch, what's his name? The Gladiator guy.
I know who you're talking
Russell
about.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Cinderella Man. If you watch that and don't walk away feeling proud that you're an American, it was the American dream. And he lost everything that he had, and he had to go on welfare. And when he gets a job, he goes back in and pays off everything the federal government had given him till he got back on his feet. Man, it just makes your heart swell.
Well, you know, I think I've said it on here before, but Michelle Obama made one of the best Republican speeches anybody has ever made, except for Ronald Reagan.
Oh, he was good.
And that was, she said, my dad had to work two jobs and three jobs so he could make a living for the family. So me and my sisters went to college, and we didn't have debt. Our father worked all day, worked hard to make sure we didn't have to go in debt and get a college education. So she got out of college with a doctorate.
Fine.
She didn't have student loans to pay back. And guess what she can do now?
What's that?
Pass that to her kids. You work hard. You do what you need to do. Here's what you have to do. And you make a living for your family. You make your family better than what they had previous.
All right, we got breaking news as we have an accident in front of West Lauderdale Elementary. That's on Highway 495.
Yeah.
The good underlying story of this is no injuries involved with this, thank heavens. But an accident in front of West Lauderdale Elementary. Hope y'all remember that when you're out traveling. That traffic's going to be backed up for a minute. If y'all remember, this guy was like it on a stick back in the day. Y'all remember the TV show Remington Steele? It came to an end. He was a big detective back in the day there.
I think that's what made him...
Pierce Bronson. That'd be before he made it to being a Bond man.
Yeah. I think that was one of the first things he did.
Let's go back for some big hair to 1994. Yep, if the good die young. Y'all remember Tracy Lawrence? He had a number one with it on this date back in 94 as Tracy Lawrence took it to the airwaves there. Now, Linda, if you'll remember this, she passed away back in 1998. Y'all remember her? Sad. Linda McCartney passed away on this day back in 1998. So hard to believe it's been that long ago.
Wow.
It would be... The year 2000, that makes it 24 years ago. What about now? Y'all remember Lone Star? It went number one on this date. Actually, it was released on this day back in 2000. Wow. My, how time flies as we look at some of these things. And it would be 2011 if you were a Jon Snow fan along with that. Well, it premiered today. Game of Thrones. That's Tyrion there. He's bad to the bone.
Is that the one on the left?
Yeah, the little fellow there. He was an elf. If you remember, he done the flips on the table and said, you call me an elf again and I'll whoop you. And he did.
I hear you, brother.
That was a good show. I've never seen the ending of it there. We would lose someone today back in, what year was it, 16?
Yeah.
You remember from Everybody Loves Raymond, the mom, Doris Roberts. She passed away today in 16. It was the mother-in-law like most of you have. And I've who could forget this? This guy. And where is he now? We don't know and we don't care. Mm. James Comey released his book. If I remember correctly, it was a flop. I don't think many people partake of that.
No, he ought to be behind bars making little rocks out of big rocks.
There you go. Scotty Ray and Odie will be back. We've got more information coming up of what's going on in your neighborhoods on the way.
Yeah.
At The Back Porch, we're bringing families back together for fun, food, and all the things you love to enjoy around your home. Every event starts with a great grill, great cookware, and accessories. Add in some locally sourced meat and dairy, along with frozen vegetables and casseroles, and over 500 brands of spices and sauces. Relax in our chairs, swings, day beds, and have fun with our cornhole boards. From coolers to trailers, we have everything you need. When you see the big chair, you've made it to The Back Porch.
Our local headlines are brought to you by the Rock House Gun and Pawn.
Downtown Meridian is thriving with a fresh look, and now it's getting a new neighbor. Toyota of Meridian is now open under new hometown leadership. We're bringing automotive knowledge and experience home with a focus on improved customer satisfaction and all-new pricing. Toyota of Meridian is excited to serve the Queen City and exceed your expectations.
I'm Trenara Rush, and I want to invite you to Toyota Meridian, where hometown pride drives excellence.
Welcome back. I was asking Odie to make sure I knew this was right, because I like this guy. He is a man's man, just the average guy you'd meet on the street. Jamie Johnson is who I'm talking about. He's going to be making his way to the Sound, and I was saying, where is this at, Odie? You were saying
I think you wanted me to just tell you how to pronounce that
I can't. I'm struggling. That's why I keep hinting for Odie to pick up the ball. How do you say it?
Gaucher.
Because it's spelled absolutely nothing like that.
If we're down there in Gaudiar.
That's probably what I'd It's not like Mr. Tudmore. I need somebody to slap me to get it out. But Jamie Johnson is going to be making his way there. October 5th is when he will make his way to Gaucher. So if you'd like to go see Jamie, make sure to go check that show out. That's going to be a big one. As we look at that.
Boy, it'd be nice to have amphitheater near here.
Boy, yeah. How many interstates we have rolling through here?
Two interstates.
Do we have a railroad or
four
something?
Four highways.
Airport?
The longest airport in the state of Mississippi.
And railroad. We have an amphitheater?
No.
Okay. I was just checking.
We got some trees.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We got a barn.
We got, if you want to cross the railroad tracks, we got a sidewalk that goes over a bridge.
Oh, forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Hey, what a great place to put something where people from all around could come, because we got roads that all roads lead to Meridian. What a slogan.
Yeah.
You ought to pick up on that and run with that. Let's see here. We have a couple people that done some naughty things in the state of Mississippi, and it's our job of what we do every day to point out those naughty people. Well, Crystal Springs, somebody attempted to run over a police officer with a car. They won't do that anymore. Ooh. They've gone to the jailhouse now. Shame, shame, shame. And what is weird on this, Odie, is Gulfport, Mississippi. Police Dang. Officer tried to make a stop. She drugged the cop with the car. So the moral to the story is today, if you're a cop, be cautious. There's people out there that aren't paying attention for whatever reason or wanting to cause you harm. You watch them today.
And if you do, hit one, stop.
Yes. Drag it. I mean, how?
Wow.
That's just not good there. Let's see here. Mm. They took this to the max over in Pearl. A man has been sentenced to 32 years for selling fentanyl. That's a naughty drug there. Now, what I don't know on this is when you're sentenced and what you will actually serve are usually two different things. Like, you can get 32 years, but you may be up for parole in 2 years.
Yeah.
Get out on good behavior within 6 months. I don't know that. That's why I say I don't know the details on that. I guess each case is different, isn't it, of how it's done?
It is, but now, fentanyl...
That's serious.
It puts so many innocent people at risk. A first responder, someone ODs on this stuff, and a first responder goes inside to try and save this person's life, not knowing what they're getting into, and accidentally brushes a hand across residual.
It'll get you too.
Residue. It could get you and kill you. 32 years?
Yeah, I get what you.
And then get out in two? Got an issue.
You ever heard of a guy named Joel Ruffus French?
No, hadn't.
Well, this is allegedly, but wow, he's been charged, and we'll see what happens. He was a former Ole Miss football player. Says that he might have scammed $70 million from Medicare, a fraud scheme. And again, all at this point, as they're working on trying to figure it out, but an arrest has been made. You could be charged, not be guilty. We'll see what becomes of this.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
Let's say he did. Let's say someone, not him.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
Stole $70 million from Medicare. Hypothetically. Okay. I know a guy that knew a guy.
Allegations.
So, allegations. And you're not doing this at one time. You're doing this $20,000 here. You're doing this so-and-so here. It took him getting $70 million before Medicare goes, we might have a problem.
Well, it tells you things are overpriced and not investigated enough. They should hire somebody like what's the guy's name I'm trying to think of here, Odie?
You're talking about the guy that was on the movie, The Accountant.
He'd be pretty good.
Yeah, he would.
And another guy that we know, well, Shad White would be pretty good at it too.
Yeah.
Have him check your financial records at the end of the year.
Yeah, you better hand him. There's no way you can lose $70 million and go, we ought to go back and look.
Now, this is almost unbelievable when we get into this, because I've read this story like five times and I hadn't brought it up. But their defense secretary, the guy that's high ranking in that, his wife was found in a compromising situation. She was, he made good money. They've been married. They have three kids. And she was filling in as a substitute teacher. Problem was, she got a little close to one of her students. And the cops pulled up. They're both naked in a car. He jumped out and ran. She tried to drive off and wrecked the car. She's been arrested. It ain't looking good there.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
They've got the mugshot out. And she doesn't look as attractive in her mugshot. But here's a picture of that mugshot there. Ward is her name. And again, you're innocent until proven guilty in that court of law and all of this, but it ain't looking good for her what she could be facing with this. Her bond was set at $25,000. Downright embarrassing for him, being his job and all in the Department of Defense.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Where exactly is Jimmy Rogers Parkway? If you go down Highway 19 South, past the mall, right before you get to the Ag Center, big red light, turn left, that's Jimmy Rogers Parkway. It goes all the way over, crosses I-20, and then also comes out on Old Highway 80 East. Now, that's where Caterpillar Puckett Rent is on the east side of Jimmy Rogers Parkway, and Kubota with Parrish Tractor just built and had a grand opener for their new place there on the west side of Jimmy Rogers Parkway.
Get on I-20 and take the first exit out of Marine Gorge toward Tuscaloosa. That's it.
Well, just wanted to make sure that they know.
Me and Odie are not great at directions. I'll admit
we
I'm not.
Can get you there.
Because I'll call Odie sometimes. Odie, you ever heard of such and such?
No, but I bet Google Map do.
Sometimes me and Google fight each other. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah. Well, it's because of your spelling.
Don't go pointing out my flaws.
I got all mine.
We'll be right back.
The Preserve at Meridian is the premier senior living community in the Meridian area, offering independent living cottages, assisted living, and maintain their independence and pursue an engaging lifestyle with a robust activities calendar, personalized care programs, wellness activities, restaurant-style dining, and much more. Call or visit us online today at preserve@meridian.com to schedule your personal tour.
Collinsville, Mr. Discount Drugs, your local pharmacy and gift shop, thanks you for your continued support. Whether you shop with us in-store, through our app, over the phone, or in our drive-thru, our team will provide the best personalized customer service experience you expect from your local pharmacy. When you call or message us, you are promptly greeted by the Mr. Discount team that's ready to help. When you choose our pharmacy, you're choosing a locally owned pharmacy that cares about you and your community. Collinsville, Mr. Discount Drugs, makes a difference.
H&H Residential of Meridian is your number one carpet and flooring store. If you've been thinking of a new look for your home or office, call for a free estimate or consultation. H&H can install or you can do it yourself. H&H has all of your design needs from color, style, and texture. If you can dream it, H&H can make it a reality. Come see the large selection of hardwood flooring, laminate, vinyl, and even carpet. H&H Residential of Meridian, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, 321 Hawkins Crossing Road. Call Rosemary anytime, 601-462-9541.
Welcome back, and we may have stumbled on something that could be funny.
Might have to go check this one out.
Liam Neeson is going to be taking the place of, what was his name that did it for so many years? Let me show you his picture. You know it.
Leslie,
what's his name? Him. Naked
Nelson.
Gun. Is that his name?
Is that it? Leslie Nelson?
Let's see. No. He played Frank Drummond. That was his
Leslie
name.
Leslie Nelson. I believe.
Yeah, you're right. There it is right there. That's him and Priscilla in the Naked Gun 33. Is they're announcing that Liam Neeson, the guy who's, I have a professional skills.
Yeah, that doesn't, in real life, hates gun.
Yeah, go figure that. Yeah. But he's going to be playing the part there, and Pamela Anderson is going to be playing the counterpart. Lovely.
That ought to be funny.
So we'll wait and see if the Naked Gun reboot works out. Those were funny, along with all the airplane movies.
Yeah.
Roger.
What does Shirley have to do with it?
I enjoyed all those. Let's do some birthdays and give away this beautiful coffee mug this morning.
Yeah.
The Scotty Ray Report coffee mug.
Time, isn't it?
Brought to you by the great folks at Hyundai of Meridian. If you haven't got yours yet, make sure to get your birthdays and anniversaries into us. Each day we'll draw for one of these and give it away to a lucky watcher.
A winner.
Viewer. Yeah. Maybe that's a better word for it. Viewer.
Yeah.
Over watcher.
There we go. We got Ava Wilkerson, 17 years young. David Anderson's bringing in his 56th year. Haley Dial, 21 years old. Courtney Parker, 21. Now, Chet just got married yesterday, and they had a girl today. Of course, it's a few years different.
Okay, I was trying to do some arithmetic there going, how you do that?
Yeah, about 9 years.
Oh, okay.
That's it. So, CJ, 12 years old. So, look at there. We got everybody in. We're going to get this thing here going, find out what we got, and dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Doug Moody, right there at number one.
Congratulations.
Is the winner of today's cup from Hyundai Meridian, Highway 39 North. Go by there in the big silver building and pick that up.
Can't beat it there. I hope you enjoy yourself there.
Joanne, Amy's supposed to be getting with you. Don't have hot pink. If you like pink, let me know.
Have you ever heard of the Stairway to Heaven in Hawaii? Do you know what I'm talking about? It was built during World War II as a lookout. And let me show you that picture here of what that looks like there. It's a staircase there. But each year, they have people hurt really bad climbing it, and they finally said, we're doing away with it. They're getting ready to tear it down to keep people from climbing it, to keep from so many injuries each year, even though there's signs that says you can't do it.
Well, enter at your own risk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they did, and they kept getting hurt. And so they're saying, going away.
Well, nowadays, I'm going to sue.
And they do, because they got attorneys that do that all day. Have mercy. All right, it's time for us to go away. And with that being said, well, we need to leave you with some encouragement, something from, the man up above. And Odie's got a Bible verse that he's going to part with today. What did we learn today, Odie?
I tell you, today this is something I saw it, and I said, that just kind of hits the spot. And today we're going to go to Psalms 143, verse 8.
Okay.
Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. For I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Boy, I tell you, if we wake up every single day and ask him to come into our heart to help lead us through that day, forgive us of our sins, and give everything unto him, you'll start with a smile. You'll end with a smile, and I promise you, you'll feel better. We enjoyed having you here with us. We enjoy you being here with us every single morning, and we'll be back in about 23 hours. Until then, remember, we love you.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.